This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The holiday retail season is right around the corner. Actually, it's here already because you know there are people out there who've already started or even finished their shopping. The National Retail Federation says we are going to spend between 3 and 4% more than we did last year in the aggregate, just shy of $1 trillion. But even outside this hectic and oh-so-critical shopping season for small retailers, running a business, holidays or not, can be stressful. Here's today's installment of our series, My Economy.
I am Ashley Morgan, and I'm the owner of Unglued in Fargo, North Dakota. So Unglued is a modern handmade gift shop that connects people to over 200 local and regional makers. And in the store, we sell the work of makers that ranges from like kitchen items, which could be screen printed tea towels with Midwestern sayings, to hot sauces, and everything from like bath bombs to beard oils. It's been really challenging as a small business, especially in the craft world, to keep a sustainable shop. And so we learned that the hard way when we opened our Sioux Falls location, which was our second brick and mortar. We were able to keep it open for about 2.5 years, but it just kept getting worse. And we did take out a second mortgage to like keep our payroll going and did a lot of things like that. But ultimately did close that store. It was really hard. I was crying on the floor in our kitchen, petting my bulldog, being like, we can do this. I don't know how we can do this. And that's really the moment that we started to realize like, okay, we've given it all. Everyone's given it their all. Part of with Sioux Falls not working is I realized how much time and attention was given there. And so I was suddenly able to give it to our Fargo store more. And so we were able to really start to go through our inventory better, give our Fargo store new life. That kind of helped grow more of an audience and some income too as well from it. So easily our biggest cost now is labor over our rent. We have two new full-time people, which is new for us and me. I've been not so responsible for people to be able to be full-time with us. And so now I really feel the responsibility we need to keep this sustainable to be able to keep it going, because I can't just be a one-man show, one-woman show with this. I am totally surprised that I'm doing a retail gift shop, especially in the consignment world, which is kind of a weird world. I never would have expected that is where my life would lead, but seeing the whole mission behind it, how it connects the community to makers, connects people to each other, is really the driving force behind it and what I love. I would say that I will be in the world of craft in some way for the long haul.
Ashley Morgan, the owner of Unglued in Fargo, North Dakota. We need you to do this series, whether you are glued or not. So please, let us know what's going on in your life, your business. Take your pick. Marketplace.org/myeconomy.